Look at that. 3 and 3. How are you guys? Good. Okay, now before I forget to tell you, when we're done here, we're not having Sunday school this morning because we're all going to stay in here and listen to Pastor Grant, okay? Okay. Now that I got that out of the way, we'll have a story. Okay. I got a couple of Bible verses I want to read this morning before we get started, and then I'll explain why I'm reading them. Okay. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all talk about this, but I'm going to read it out of Mark. It's Mark chapter 4, verse 30, and it says, Jesus asked his disciples, "How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed. Though this is one of the smallest of seeds, it grows to become one of the largest of plants, with long branches where birds can come and find shelter." And then in Matthew and Luke, it talks about the mustard seed again. And I'm going to read that out of Matthew 17, verse 20. And it says in here, Jesus told them, "I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Now, we don't want to move any mountains out of West Virginia, so we're going to leave them where they are. But we are going to talk about the faith and the mustard seed. So you know what I did? Of course, got to have the show and tell, right? Okay, here they are. Look at these. There's hundreds of them. Look how little.
They're not even tiny.
Look how little those are. I bet you got.
What are those?
These are mustard seeds.
What?
Look at that.
Not grow on trees.
And if you plant one, it could grow at least 10 feet tall and have huge wide branches, and birds would come and make nests in them. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
And all you need for God is to have faith as big as that. There's three of them there on the end of my finger. That's not a lot, is it? God's not asking a lot of us, is he? He's asking us to have faith as big as that. And we could move a mountain from one place to another. In Luke, it says we can move a mulberry tree from where it's planted into the middle of the ocean. So there's a lot that we could do if we had faith as big as a mustard seed. But God tells us that we have to start somewhere, right? We have to start with a little bit of faith. Followers of Jesus started because someone asked them to. When Jesus came to earth and he started his ministry, he didn't have any followers. He had to go find them, didn't he? You remember the story where he walked along the Sea of Galilee and he came upon a couple of fishermen, and they were named Peter and Andrew. They were brothers, and he said to them, "Come and follow me." And they did. And he walked a little farther down and he came to two more brothers, James and John. And he said, "Follow me." And they did. And he kept going until he got 12, right? He had 12 disciples. So he had 12 followers of Jesus. And that was a start. And those 12, they went out and they told more. And they got more followers. So I have another illustration because I brought more seeds, okay? We have seeds from an apple. Now, I had one red delicious apple, which I ate last night, and it had 9 seeds in it.
And there's 3 more left to make 12.
There's only 9 in that apple, so I took the 9 seeds out. Now, if I went out and I planted 9 seeds, I might grow 9 apple trees.
No.
Do you know that one single apple tree might bear 150 to 300 apples on it for 50 years? That is a lot of apples. Do you think? That's a lot of apples. Well, now here's... Put them in the backyard? I don't know if I'd want 50 apple trees in my backyard, but But, you know, a couple might be good. But here's the reason I tell you about the apples. Apples are like Jesus followers. If we plant one little seed and we tell one little person about Jesus and about the kingdom of God, that person might tell more. And those people might tell more. Until pretty soon we might have 150 people that know about Jesus. And then the next year we might have 150 more. And this is what Pastor Grant has done in his life. At a point in time, he heard God call and say to him that he needed to go out and tell people about Jesus. And he did. He listened. And he followed God's direction. And he went and told people. And those people told people. And then he moved and he told more people. And those people told people. And he's just like a little Johnny Appleseed. He's just been everywhere. He's told people. And they've told people. And he's brought followers to God. Just like the faith of the mustard seed. And in James, and I've been studying James. You know, James is only 5 books long. It's a really powerful book. In James, it tells that we need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And you know, it says if we're hearers only, that it's like looking in a mirror, seeing what you look like, and then walking away and forgetting. Now, if I look in a mirror, I'm about 18, my hair's about down to here, and I weigh about 110 pounds. So, just telling you. However, if you look in a mirror and you don't remember what you look like 2 minutes later, you're not listening to God's word. You're not doing what God asks us to do. We hear, but we don't do. Pastor Grant has done. He has heard, and he has done. And you know, today is Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Father's Day today, too. And we celebrate our fathers. Pastor Grant has 4 kids. He's celebrating Father's Day, as well as his last sermon here this morning. Our fathers are very wise, you know. They say a lot of wise things, don't they? I'm going to tell you a couple of wise things. I have a very wise father. When I was a little girl, I thought he was the wisest man in the world. I still think so. And here's some of the wise things my father said. When I asked him why something happened, he said, because I said so. When I wanted new clothes or new shoes, he said, do I look like I'm made out of money? When I climbed a tree, he said, if you break your leg, don't come running to me. When we went on vacation, he'd say, no, we are not lost. And maybe the wisest thing he ever said when I asked too many questions was, how should I know? Go ask your mother. But fathers are the most wonderful thing a child can have, right next to mothers. Because they teach us what our Father in heaven is like. He is gracious to us. He loves us. He cares for us. He is devoted to us. And when you find your candy bars this morning, you'll find that they have a daily percentage of everything you need to be a good father.
Candy bars.
Not you. Not you. A father's daily percentage is 100% love, 100% dependable, 100% spiritual, 100% leadership, and 100% a man of God. And they show us what our Father in heaven is like. And I thank you for the father that I have, the men in this church, the love that is shared with everyone of these children. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Sit up, girls. We have a word of prayer. There we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our fathers. We thank you for the fact that you are our Father in heaven and that you show us what love is all about. We thank you for this time that we share with the men of our church, with the families, and with Pastor Grant. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us. We ask you to guide us each and every day and show us the love and the caring that you have. Lord, give us the faith of the mustard seed and the ability to spread your word like that of the apple. In Jesus' name, amen.